Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUTA 9.5 FM. Well, TIFF is over for the year. I feel like a kid was left at an all-you-can-eat buffet, unsupervised, stuffing my face with abandon. I ended up seeing 53 TIFF movies, and I liked about two-thirds of them. Good odds. I ran on adrenaline, not food, sleep, or exercise, for the length of it, turning my eyes red, my body to mush, my brain to putty. Luckily, I kept good notes. So the winners were announced on Sunday, with the Midnight Madness Award going to the very funny Seven Psychopaths, and the NetPAC Award to Shion Sono's excellent Land of Hope, a look at the Japanese nuclear meltdown. So this week, I'm going to be reviewing two prize winners, the City of Toronto Award winner, Lawrence Always, and the Blackberry People's Choice Award, Silver Linings Playbook. Both of these movies deal with odd couples and mental troubles. First, Silver Linings Playbook, directed by David O. Russell. When Pat Jr., played by Bradley Cooper, a school teacher from suburban Philadelphia, is let out of a mental hospital and is off his meds, he vows to make his life better. He's going to get back in shape, reconnect with his estranged wife, Nikki, and stop all the negativity in his mind. He's going to look at the silver linings in his life, not the dark clouds, but the dark clouds keep coming back. He's moved back in with his mom and dad, and Pat Sr., played by Robert De Niro, is an abusive, obsessive-compulsive bookie. Pat Sr. wants his whole family to base their whole lives on his obscure patterns and superstitions and lucky shirts because he wants to bring the Eagles football team to NFL victory. Meanwhile, Pat Jr. will do anything to get a letter to Nikki, and he finds out the way to do that. When he meets Tiffany, played by Jennifer Lawrence, an extremely intelligent and beautiful young woman who stalks him during his morning jogs. Tiffany is the only one who can see through his BS without being afraid of his odd behavior. She understands what he's going through. Why? Because she's had her own episodes and sexual compulsions. So if Pat agrees to be her dancing partner in a contest, she'll help him get his wife back. But is that what she really wants? So Silver Linings Playbook is a fun crowd pleaser that presents mental illness as a palatable, fascinating, and easy to understand difficulty that people can overcome with hard work, the right attitude, and a bit of help from family and friends. The movie is filled with movie stars more than with actors, but that didn't bother me since the script was excellent. Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence are a nice pair, and maybe, just maybe, Robert De Niro is finally acting again, not just mugging for the camera. It remains to be seen. Next, Lawrence Anyways, directed by Xavier Dolan. Lawrence Alia, played by Melville Poupeau, is a slim prof with a black buzz cut and a rocker look living in Montreal in the late 80s. He's in love with his fiery, beautiful, and compassionate girlfriend, Fred, played by Suzanne Clément. She's gaining fame as a director while he's fighting off the adoring looks of the pretty girls in his lectures on Céline. The two of them are trying for a baby, but one day, in the middle of everything, he confesses he's about to die. What? Well, the old Lawrence of the past three decades was all a facade, which he's now throwing away to make way for the real Lawrence. A woman. Needless to say, Fred is shocked and confused, and the relationship is teetering on the brink. So as Lawrence embarks on her transition, she loses her job, and since she can't pass in public, she still walks and talks and like a man and with a low voice. She faces physical danger and derision from strangers. When she's bashed in a bar, she's rescued from danger by an unusual family. The Five Roses. So he wakes up in a palatial building filled with the relics of a Catholic church, all the tabernacle, the calice, the cibois that Fred spews in one of her manic episodes. It's sort of a cathedral of transsexuality, a Notre Dame des Fleurs in Montreal. Fred, meanwhile, is left to deal with her bipolar episodes on her own, as Lawrence is focused on his changes more than his lover. As the decade passes, Fred retreats to Trois-Rivières with a new husband, but who's bland but takes care of her, while Laurence publishes his poems in Europe. Can the troubles that tore them apart ever bring them back together? Well, Laurence, anyways, is a long and mature but complex melodrama about mismatched lovers facing their personal trials alone and together over the course of a decade. Like all of Dolan's movie, it has a literary conceit as its foundation. Poupeau and Clément are great as the lovers, and Monia Chokri, as Fred's acerbic and offensive sister Stephanie, steals every scene she's in. This is not a perfect movie. It's longer than it needs to be, in my opinion. The story has a number of anachronisms in it and some confusing omissions, and some of the montages, which look like 80s music videos, while welcome break, are a bit jarring in the story. This is how I felt watching it, but you know what? An amazing thing happens. In the very last short scene, it all ties it together with a masterful ending. So these are both enjoyable movies touching similar topics. Laurence, anyways, is less slick than Silver Linings. The mentally characters are less delightful, and to watch it is more of a challenge for the viewer. But in my mind, it feels a bit more passionate and heartfelt and a little less Oscar hungry than Silver Linings. Silver Linings Playbook and Laurence, anyways, both won major awards at TIFF and should be released this fall. And don't miss the fantastic documentary opening soon at the Bloor, Detropia, a look at the collapse and possible revival of the rapidly shrinking city of Detroit. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.